Well, hi folks, welcome to day 3 of this short series where I'm just offering some meditations and some thoughts on Psalm 34:8, which says, "Taste and see that the Lord is good. Taste and see that the Lord is good." And so far we've looked at the word taste and the word see, both basic human senses and instincts, things that dictate what we do, how we live. They're just built in, we're often not even aware of them. We've talked about the description of tasting and seeing God helps us understand that God is so accessible to us, that these very things that are just built into our nature are the way the psalmist is describing to us that we can experience God, encounter him and draw close to him. It really helps us grasp that God does not require us to be highly educated or any number of things that the world says we have to be. All we can do is taste and see that he is good. And then in the next bit of this verse, I'm just going to look at the bit where it says that the Lord. So taste and see that the Lord is good. Because as I reflected on this, I kept thinking about how incredible it is that we know what God is like, that we have the Bible, and which is an incredible collection of books that gives us revelation about who God is. We can know his nature, his character, his heart. How incredible is it that we have the Word of God that gives us that direct revelation about who he is and about how we can encounter him. This is an instruction, an exhortation to us to taste and see that the Lord is good. And I guess my question today is, have we become blasé or take for granted the fact that we have the Bible, which is full of sentences like this, which tells us how we can encounter the creator of the universe, God? These sentences that can trip off our tongue and we know but maybe don't fully believe tell us who he is and how we can draw near to him. God didn't leave us guessing. He didn't leave us high and dry to work things out ourselves. He gave us his word. And of course, even greater than that, he sent Jesus, his son, to earth, who the Bible tells us in Hebrews 1 is the exact representation of God. It also says he is the radiance of God's glory, and he sustains all things by his word. We have these incredible gifts in our grasp, in our lap, so to speak. We have so much before us that God puts in front of us, so many opportunities to taste and see that the Lord is good. So as I end, let's pause for a moment. And as we do, look into your heart and see if there's any part of you that has started to take this for granted. Maybe your faith feels like it's just become a bit working through the motions or habit rather than life-giving. And we just invite the Holy Spirit to come now and to light that fire again where it's dimmed or gone out. Light that fire again inside of us, a fire for encountering God, reading his word. Amen.